Welcome, everybody, to the Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. This here is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you, saying welcome one, welcome all to the Motivational Monday with Pastor Bonnet, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you as we wait for our man of the hour, Pastor Bonnet. Right now, we're going to give you a song to
Yeah, he should be there in a second because it's an hour 56.
Worship you alone, blessed Savior, my God, from the depths of my heart, I'll give all praise and honor to you, O matchless King. Yeah. Worship you,
worship you alone,
blessed Savior. Your name, ooh,
there is no one like
nobody.
give you glory, yeah. To you and you alone.
To you and you alone. There is no one like you.
In all the earth. That's why I'll pray and magnify. Oh Lord, I worship you.
You sit on the throne.
Hey.
I worship
you. From the bottom of my heart and the depths of my soul. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. Everybody lift your.
Stepped in on time. Pockets low, I didn't have a dime. Oh, The hour I Truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
I just couldn't do it, no, I wouldn't. through it. Trying to rock without you like an engine with no fluid. I crash and I burn and I die without you.
Oh, you're a man. Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
the miracle
to
fix your
need. About the situation, but with every test, it's every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Oh,
and you mended my broken
heart.
Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you. not another second or another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hand to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away. Doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the waves of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you
is a book for lovers. Say that with me. The Bible is a book for lovers. It begins in Genesis 2:24. The Bible says, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Notice that it says his wife, not his girlfriend, not his playmate of the month, not his significant other, not someone with whom he has the urge to merge, but his wife. Paul's first command to men is let every man have his own wife. The point is very clear in the Word of God. Sex outside of marriage is absolutely forbidden for any reason. There are no excuses. There's a zero tolerance. Safe sex is sex with a marriage license. Everybody else goes to hell. That's God's opinion. Men say, but you've heard men say, but my wife is frigid. Well, find a way to light her fire, Bubba, but you stay home. Men say, well, my wife and I have an understanding. Let me give you God's understanding. He says in 1 Corinthians 6:9, be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, that means homosexuals, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Think about that. Sex is not just for procreation. When you read this book, it's the symphony of the soul for married couples. It's joy, it's giving, it's sharing, it's tender, it's holy. The Bible says the bed is not defiled. This is a book for lovers. Proverbs 18:22 says, whosoever finds a wife finds a good thing. Wife, look over at your husband right now and say, I'm the best thing you ever found. Oh, look at your husband. That's the wrong guy.
Thank you. There's something about waiting we don't like. We naturally become impatient because we're living in a world where not only do we want it now, we can have it now. But that's not the way it is with God. Do you value God's choice enough to wait?
Hi, I'm a Christian.
And I'm a Christian too.
You know, in order to influence the world, we have to learn how to connect with them.
Oh, that's great. You know, I can connect. I'm bilingual.
Wow, you speak two languages.
Yeah, I speak English and Christianese.
Chinese, that's cool.
No, not Chinese, Christianese.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
That's because they don't teach it in school.
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell. Can you give me an example?
Well, I'd love to, but in order to show you how, I'd have to have someone here.
Well, that's great. Meet my friend Lauren.
Oh, you brought a friend.
Yeah.
That's great. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Too.
You need to get saved.
Saved from what?
Alright, what I'm trying to say is you need to be born again.
So are you talking about like reincarnation or...
Look, if you don't get set, or if you're not born, look, you basically, you just have to turn or burn, okay? Turn or burn.
Look, what my friend's trying to say is, Jesus wants to have a real relationship with you and be a part of your life.
Oh, I get it.
See? I told you everyone understood Christianese.
The greatest question in the Bible is this one. What will you do with Jesus, who is called the Christ? How do you find Christ? The first step in finding Christ is to recognize that you need him, that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God and have violated the principles of truth in the Word of God. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned. I have sinned, you have sinned, and come short of the glory of God." Because we have sinned, we must have the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us from our sin. Our morality cannot save us. Our goodness cannot save us. Our acts of kindness to the poor, while good, cannot save us. The Bible says we must confess our sin. The Bible says, "For if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Immediately, Satan will come to you and say, "Hey, you're not good enough to be saved." I want you to understand that God can save to the uttermost. It makes no difference what you have done. God can save you. God loves us even though we are sinners. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." But God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. And God has made it possible through the gift of his Son for you and me to be saved. That provision is God's gift. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." It is through grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. As I said before, you can't get to heaven being good. You can't get to heaven giving to the poor or doing acts of kindness. You only get to heaven because you confess your sin, and there must be the repentance of sin. The Bible says, "Repent and believe the good news." Repent means to turn away, to walk and go another direction. The Bible says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and with your mouth that you confess your sin and are saved. You must be willing and ready to confess your sin to be saved. The result is salvation. The Bible says everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Not some, but everyone. The Bible says salvation is found in no other name given unto men under heaven other than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't let the prince of darkness tell you you're not worthy. Don't let Satan tell you you've sinned too deeply. If you want to find a new life, he's as close as a prayer away. And I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus Christ, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Come into my heart today and be the Lord of my life. I will serve you. I will obey you. I will read your word and will follow Christ from this day forward all the days of my life. Jesus, you are now my Lord and Savior, and I am your servant. Amen. In that simple prayer, you have stepped from darkness into life. You have now identified with the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. And your spiritual brothers and sisters are waiting to see you this Sunday morning at Cornerstone Church. I encourage you to go to a church this Sunday. Go to a church where the preacher gets up and preaches from the Word of God. Go to a church where the preacher makes an altar call and gives the people the opportunity to be saved. That's where you're hearing the gospel. And if you go to a church and there's no spiritual life there, keep looking until you find a church where there is spiritual life and you feel uplifted in your spirit by having gone there. God bless you and congratulations on your new life in Christ. If you're watching this telecast and you're not able to find a gospel preaching church in your city or you live in a remote area and would like to watch Cornerstone Church, go to getv.org. and watch us from 8:30 to 10 o'clock Central Standard Time or from 11 to 1 o'clock, and you'll be able to see our Sunday morning worship service live as it happens from San Antonio, Texas. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
This song is not for you if you've never cried a river or had your heart broken too. This song is not for you if every day you wake up the skies are blue. But this is for anyone, no matter how you pray, the pain will let you get through. But you try and you try. But you're a miracle today, and God has always made a way. If you have food to eat, a place to sleep, and you really can't complain,
if you're a miracle.
Pastor Bonnet seems to be indisposed at the time. I'm going to bring a message for you tonight, which I hope will be encouraging. This one will be from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. And I know Pastor Bonnet, if he listens to the archives later, will appreciate this. It's a lawn care man's look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Amen. And as we're going to have Ruthie reading slowly pieces of this, you're going to see how a landman would look at it from this perspective and would be very interesting.
Okay, Matthew 25-34. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what shall you put on? Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment?
Okay, stop right there.
Okay.
Now you notice it starts off, Jesus is saying, why are you thinking of what you shall eat or what you shall put on your body? Is not your life more? Is not your life itself, more than food and clothing?
Amen.
Well, I want you to think about that as we continue.
26, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they?
Now think about this. The birds of the air. Now think about it. Pastor Bonnet, as he works in lawn care and landscaping, he sees birds aplenty. He's probably put up plenty of birdhouses for people that wanted birdhouses. And he's probably also put up a lot of bird feeders. But he also knows that God provides for the birds. The birds know where to look for worms and different things to eat. They don't need for us humans to put out bird seed for them to survive. They survive out in the woods all on their own, and they don't need us to take care of them. And God says, think about this. Jesus says, think about this. The birds of the air, God provides for them. They don't gather into barns. They don't gather up all kinds of food to put in refrigerators, freezers, and all that. But yet God takes care of them, and they survive.
27, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature?
Ooh. Now think about this. Now, which one of you out there, dear listener, can add 1 inch, that's a cubit, 1 inch to your height? That's your stature, your height. Who could add 1 inch to your height? And as we're going to find out, by worrying. Worry, 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 worry. That's all we do. But worrying about it, can you gain an inch in your height just because you worry about it? Now think about that.
28. And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I sing to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these.
Ooh. Now think about this.
Yeah.
Solomon, King Solomon, one of the richest men that ever walked the face of the earth. You can imagine the clothes that he had. The best looking, the richest looking. And Jesus said, why do you think about clothing? Why are you worried about clothing? Why do you think about clothes? Because even the flowers, the lilies of the field are dressed better than even King Solomon was ever dressed. Meaning that God takes care of even the flowers. So why are you worried about clothes? You know how all these women out there, they got to have closets full of clothes. Clothes, 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 clothes. But yet God says the lilies of the field are clothed better than they, these women, that have closets full of clothes. Amen.
29, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. 30, wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not more clothe you, O ye of little faith?
Now, here's where Pastor Bonnet will sit there and agree with you. Now, think about it. He goes on to say, Jesus goes on to say, now, if God will clothe or dress up a lawn, which today is, and as you know, most people know, it takes about a week, 2 weeks for it to grow long enough for Pastor Bonnet to come by and have to cut the grass and bag it up and pitch it out to the street. Now, if God so clothed or dressed up your lawn, which is here today and then cut and thrown away, now, will God not more dress you? He dresses the flowers. He dresses even the lawn. Will he not more dress you? How little is your faith? Amen.
Okay, 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall you eat, or what shall you drink, or wherewithal shall you be clothed? I read 32, I think I did. Okay, you want me going? Okay. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things.
Now think about it. He says, why are you worried about food, clothing, and shelter? Food, clothing, and shelter. These things, what? The Gentiles, those that are not saved, is what the Gentiles represented in this scripture. These things they are worried about. You who are saved, who are blood-bought, born again, don't need to worry about these. You got a heavenly Father who will take care of you. You shouldn't be worried about these things because God will take care of you. But what does he tell you to do? Rather do this.
33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Now what does he say? He says, the key for you who are saved, blood-bought, born again, is to seek not what you eat, drink, or where you live, but to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, clothes, food, and shelter, that's the things he's promising you in this thing. He's not promising you a brand new Cadillac, but he will promise you transportation. He doesn't promise you a new fancy suit of $200,000 per sleeve. But he does promise you to give you clothing to cover your body. And he says that if you follow him and seek him first, he doesn't promise you a mansion, at least not here on earth. But he does promise you a roof over your head. He doesn't promise you escargot, but he does promise you a meal for your mouth. Amen. And so, as Pastor Bonnet will tell you, God does take care of the lilies of the field, the grass of the field, the birds of the field. He sees it every day. And if God will take care of those, he will surely take care of you. So seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen.
What's up, family? What's good?
Hey.
Why y'all looking all sad? Mary, Mary here, Ruben, everybody in the cup, we ready to do this?
Nah, man, everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they'll make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
Giving honor to your first pastor of the church, yeah. My folks and friends, listen to these words. See God save me, yeah, from myself when no one else was around.
I love them.
you need rivers to flow in you. Hallelujah. Touch somebody and say, let the rivers flow.
Count the ways. My desire is to give you the praise. It's never a question, cause praise is what I do. Anytime and all the time, I've got praise in all my mind. Sometimes through fire, sometimes through the rain, sometimes it's on the low. Sometimes I can't contain, and I might sound crazy, but I gotta keep it real. Keeps me high all the time. Your love gives me chills. From my heart, been more than a friend. From the very start, I'm in this thing for life. Gonna turn it loose for everything you do. This praise is for you, this praise is for you. I'm sending you my love, I know you want my best. So that's why I'll be giving up. What more can I say? There's no better way. Just a part, I'm talking all of me. From when I wake up to when I lay me down, all I wanna do is spend more time with you, yeah.
Cause you make life better.
You should do.
When we're together,
yeah.
Where I would be,
I'll be.
You chose me.
So I tell the whole world that I'm so satisfied. If they ask, I tell them that I'll serve you till I die.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
And would you like to keep programs like this on the air? Remember, radio is not cheap. It may be free for you to listen to, but it's not cheap for us. So if you'd like to help us keep shows like this on the air, there are several methods you can do to help us keep that happening. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to paypal.com and enter the following email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. For you Cash App users, go to Cash App, enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you entered the amount of your love gift. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Finally, if you wish to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network, contact Brother Six Eyes at his email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line, write donation information requested. And in the body of your email, explain that you're wishing to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network, and you are needing the pay to and snail mail information as to where to send your check or money order. And once again, God will richly bless you, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And finally, if you wish to get a copy of this program and any other program on demand, there are several methods you can do that as well. First off, for you smartphone or tablet users, go into your podcast section, enter Six Eyes Radio, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O, and when you hit enter, you'll see it pop up there, hit subscribe, and you will have us on demand. You'll be able to listen to Motivational Monday even on a Saturday. Amen. And for you Apple or Android users, you'll need to download the iHeartRadio app first. And then once you've got iHeartRadio downloaded, use iHeartRadio and then use the same scenario as I just explained by entering in iHeartRadio, Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space R-A-D-I-O. When it pops up there, click subscribe, and you'll have us on demand any time of the week, day or night, and you'll be able to listen to us, the Six Eyes Radio Network, anytime, day or night. Amen. And finally, the last option you have is you can go to blogtalkradio.com/sixeyes, blogtalkradio .com/sixeyes, and you'll have us, all our programs right there at your fingertips. You can also go to Google, type in Six Eyes Radio, and you'll find all of the other places where you might be able to find us, such as Apple iTunes, Stitcher, etc. as well. Amen. And for the Six Eyes Radio Network, Brother Six Eyes, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, and all the team here at the Six Eyes Radio, we want to say thank you. God bless for listening. And we'll catch you tomorrow for the Word of the King here at Six Eyes Radio Network at 8 p.m. Eastern. So God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.